بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم رحمتك أرجو فلا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين My most respected elders and brothers the world that we live in has changed very very drastically over the last few decades, and especially over the last few months. There's been an increase in catastrophes, disasters, wars, sickness, disease, and other kinds of personal difficulties that people are experiencing. And as a result of these difficulties, these hardships, these problems that people have faced, we find that there's been a drastic increase in the case of depression, people losing hope, people becoming suicidal, people taking their lives, and generally an overwhelming feeling of hopelessness, isolation, and people feeling deserted. The World Health Organization, the WHO, released a report some years back. This may be a report that's about 5 to 10 years old. But it mentioned that annually around the world, 350 million people suffer depression. In the United States of America alone, every year annually, about 16 million people suffer cases of severe chronic depression. It also mentions, reports also mentioned, that annually 800,000 to 1 million people around the globe commit suicide. And that counts for one suicide every 40 seconds. And this was a report from maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Now with the difficulties, the hardship that everyone is going, and this was expected and there's every reason to believe so, that this number has increased. In fact, experts had thought that by this year, 2020, we will have an increase of suicide leading to one suicide every 20 seconds. So depression is on the rise. Suicide is on the rise. And unfortunately, we as a Muslim community, we the Muslims have not been spared. In the past, our fathers, our grandfathers, they lived many, many families, 2, 3, 4 families live under one roof. In that many people living under one roof, there was only 2 or 3 people who were living in income. So resources were limited, space was limited, but people were happy and life carried on. But today we find that people, alhamdulillah, live in nice homes, all the resources available, but still people are depressed and still people are suicidal. And a person has to take a pill just to get a few hours of sleep at night. The teenage years of a person, which is supposed to be the happiest part of a person's life, the most carefree part of a person's life, but a person has very little to worry about, a person is healthy, a person is energetic, but still we find something called teenage depression, a term which most of us would not have heard whilst we were teenagers. So we ask the ulama, bodies, the Muslim social workers, and they will confirm that depression amongst Muslims on the rise and suicide amongst Muslims on the rise. In fact, the ages between 15 to 25, the second leading cause for death amongst people of this age group is suicide. So one is we have the medical issue of depression, things like this, and we have the social issue of suicide. But today, inshallah, from a Islamic perspective, I wish to approach this topic, speak of this topic of depression, hopelessness, a person feeling isolated, a person becoming suicidal from an Islamic point of view. Al-Imam Al-Izz bin Abdus Salam, rahmatullah alayh, a great giant, a great alim of the past, He had mentioned that what is this losing hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? A person becoming despondent or losing hope in life. What is it? He says, it is istizgharun li sa'ati rahmatillah. وَذَلِكَ ذَنْبٌ عَظِيمٌ وَتَدْيِيقٌ لِفَضَاءِ جُودِهِ He says, for a person to lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person to lose hope in life, this is actually undermining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person becomes hope, he loses hope, he becomes depressed, a person becomes suicidal, he thinks that I will not be a recipient of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thinks that I am Allah Ta'ala's mercy will not come to me. Imam Al-Iz bin Abdul Salam said, وَذَلِكَ ذَنْبٌ عَظِيمٌ said, this itself, besides the suicide, this itself is a major sin. To think that I will not be a recipient of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says it is تَدْيِيقٌ لِفَضَاءِ جُودِهِ By becoming, losing hope, a person in reality is restricting something that is unrestricted. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is unrestricted. Allah Ta'ala's mercy has no bounds, no limit. But a person becoming depressed, a person becoming suicidal, by doing so, a person is trying to limit the unlimited mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala you say, Akbarul Kabair, the major sins, al-ishraku billah, for a person to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal amnu min makrillah. For a person to go on living a life of sin, and a person thinks that my sins will not catch up with me in this life. Al-amnu min makrillah. A person to live a life of sin, and thinks that he will be able to escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another major sin. And, al-ya'su min rahmatillah. Wal-qunut min rohillah. And for a person to become depressed, a person to lose hope in the mercy of Allah, a person to become suicidal, this is also one of the major sins according to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Regarding the issue of suicide, on battle Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone with the Sahaba. Amongst the Muslim army, there was a person who was fighting very, very bravely, very, very valiantly. Sahaba were taken aback, they were impressed by the bravery and the valor of this person. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person will land up in Jahannam. The Sahaba was surprised. A person's fighting so bravely in the Muslim army, and Allah's Nabi is saying he's a Jahannam, he's going to Jahannam. So one Sahabi said, I fixed my gaze on this person during the battle to see what does he do that has caused Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this person is Jahannami. So say this person was fighting very, very bravely, and all of a sudden, this person got wounded. And this person could not bear the pain and the agony of his wound. So this person took his sword, he dug the handle into the ground, and then he threw his body over his sword. So the sword pierced him through his chest and came out through his back. And this person committed suicide. That's Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this person will go to Jahannam. Nabi Sallam mentioned to us in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, there was a person from the people of the past. This person had some sort of pain, some sort of difficulty, which he could not bear any longer. So what the person did, the person slit his wrist. The person slit his wrist, and the person continued to bleed. مَا رَقَى دَمْ حَتَّى مَاتَ This person bled until he passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed this person and said, بَادَرَنِي عَبْدُ عَبْدِي بِنَفْسِي فَحَرَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ That this person took his life prematurely. So Allah says, I have made Jannat haram for this person. This person never entered Jannah because he committed suicide. In the Hadith Sharif is mentioned that person who commits suicide, the pain and the agony that he suffers while committing suicide, the person will suffer this pain and agony right until the day of Qiyamah. So a person who thinks that be committing suicide, I'll put an end to my pain and my worry and my agony, fails to realize by committing suicide, a person is merely opening up to himself a world of much more pain and agony. Such pain and agony that is far beyond any difficulty, any hardship that a person can experience this world. My dear brother, Shaitan is very, very shrewd. He's very, very cunning. Shaitan, when a person goes through some sort of difficulty, some sort of hardship, and then he comes into the life of a person, a mu'min, a believer, by nature, a believer is supposed to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is this hope that a person has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mu'min has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that motivates a person. that keeps a person going towards his ultimate destination. That is why amongst the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma rahmataka arju. O Allah, I have great hope in your mercy. Every day in our du'a, in our witr salat, du'a qunut read, narju rahmatak. O Allah, we have great hope in your mercy. So a believer by nature, he has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But shaitan loves to see a person becoming despondent, and he loves to see a person losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person experiences some sort of difficulty, whatever difficulty it may be, at that time a person sort of lets his defenses down, and he allows shaitan to intrude in his life. And then shaitan comes in and he makes a person feel hopeless. He makes a person lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes the person feel isolated. He feels makes the person feel there is no hope left in living. And the person at that time does not check himself, he does not correct himself, then the outcome of this despondency and the outcome of the person's difficulty can be very, very dangerous. A person can lead to a person taking his life. So my dear brothers, suicide, depression is something which is not becoming of a believer. A believer is not supposed to be involved in these things. So today maybe I need to share with you maybe 2, 3, 4 points regarding how a person should react to difficulties. What should be the reaction of a person when difficulty comes, when hardship comes, taking to mind all the difficulty, the hardship that people are experiencing nowadays, what should be the reaction of a believer? So firstly, my dear brothers, is when a person goes through some difficult situation, or before that, a person should make up his mind, and a person should understand, we as believers should understand, that our lives in this world is going to have challenges. We are going to have difficulties. We are going to have hardship in this life. No person in this world who has come into this world will ever live a completely peaceful life, a life free of difficulty and hardship. Every single person will have hardship. Every single person will go through some sort of difficulty and some sort of hardship. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he went through difficulty, even he went through hardship. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us in Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعُ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah's Nabi said, Allah ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, that definitely I will test you. And I will test you in various ways. Sometimes the loss of life, sometimes the loss of wealth, and different other ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us. So difficulty, hardship, this is part of life. Every single person now and then will go through some sort of difficulty. So we have to prepare our minds and accept life, that life will have difficulties. By a person conditioning his mind and pre-programming his mind, that life will have ups and downs. This will not save a person from hardship. It does not mean by a person programming his mind this way that he'll be safe from hardship. But what it will do, that when a person now faces some sort of difficulty, he will be prepared, mentally prepared, to face up to that challenge. That this is the system of life. This is how life is going to be. This is one test in the many tests that I will face in my life. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True happiness, true serenity, true peace will only be found in Jannah. In this world, we will go through difficulties. So this is the system of life. To don't ever feel that only I am going through difficulty. Like how I am suffering some hardships and difficulty, like me, there are millions and billions of people out there who have some sort of difficulty. Some people worse than me, some people lesser than me, but everyone is going through some sort of difficulty. So realize and understand that life is not going to be smooth sailing. Life will throw you the difficulty, that odd curveball. Life will throw at you. Be prepared and prepare our minds to face these difficulties. The second thing, my dear brothers, is that when any difficulty comes and we face any hardship, we should not moan and groan, we should not mumble and grumble, and we should not say or do those things that are not right for a believer, they're not befitting for a believer to do. Rather, when we face any difficulty, any hardship, no matter how severe the test may be, immediately take our mind and direct it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only say and do those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a son by the name of Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Ibrahim. It was the habit of the Arabs at that time that when they had a child, a young newborn child, then they would give the child to some family, perhaps living in the rural areas, the more healthy lifestyle. And the child will go there, breastfeed, will drink milk from this lady, and the child will grow up in the countryside, in the outer parts of the city. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as was the habit of the elders at that time, his son Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Sallallahu gave his son to a certain family. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, on one occasion, we went with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to visit his son, to visit the son of his. So he says, we went, Allah's Nabi loved his son, he picked up his son, he took in the fragrance of his son, he embraced his son. As Anas radiallahu says, on a second occasion, we went to visit this beloved son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there this child was in the pangs of death. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam begins to tear. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala says, Allah's Nabi, you are crying, Allah's Nabi, you are crying at loss, you are crying at the imminent departure of your son. Allah's Nabi said, oh, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, this is human nature. For a person when he's going through difficulty to shed a tear, to feel sad in the heart, this is normal. This is not against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is normal for a person to shed a tear, for a person to be sad in his heart. As Anas says, whilst you were there, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Allah's Nabi said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعَ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنْ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. Oh my beloved son Ibrahim, at your loss the eye is tearing, the heart is very, very sad. But oh my beloved son, at this juncture, and this is the point I want to make, at this juncture, when we are overcome with pain and emotion, we will not say those things, that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will only utter and do those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh my beloved son, we are very, very saddened at your loss. So my dear brothers, when we face that difficulty, lose our minds and say things that are against the will and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather counter the difficulty with sabr, being patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion, was walking past a grave. He saw a woman there wailing at the grave. Allah's Nabi warned her, wailing over the loss of somebody is against the teachings of sunnah, is impermissible. She was wailing at the grave. So Allah's Nabi told her, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَاصْبِرِي. O woman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be patient. This woman did not realize that the person talking to her was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she said, إِلَيْكَ عَنِّي فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَبْ بِمُصِيبَتِي. That, oh, go away from here. You do not know what kind of difficulty I'm experiencing. So Allah's Nabi went on his way. People told this lady, do you know that the person who you said these harsh words to was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This woman naturally is ashamed, a sahabiya, she's ashamed. Immediately she rushes to the home of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah's Nabi, please forgive me, I didn't realize it was you, I'm prepared to be patient. Allah's Nabi tells her, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. O woman, now once the emotion has settled, once the difficulty has now passed, it's very easy to say, now I'm being patient. Rather, true patience, the patience that Allah Ta'ala wants us to show, is that when we first get the news of the loss, when the difficulty first comes, at that time to control our heart, control our minds, control our tongues, and only say those things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is true sabr, and this is the sabr which Allah ta'ala wants for us. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, give glad tidings to those people who have this kind of sabr. What? That when the difficulty comes, they only say things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Allah says such people, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give them glad tidings. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. These people have special mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people have special blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who is the recipient of Allah's special mercy, Allah's special blessings, of course Allah Ta'ala will make a way out of this difficulty for this person. So when we face the difficulty, be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that when my first husband Abu Salama radiallahu anha passed away, Allah's Nabi came to make my ta'ziyat. He came to visit me. And he taught me a dua. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha. O Allah Ta'ala, reward me in my difficulty and give me a better replacement. Hazrat Ummu Salama says, that Allah's Nabi taught me this dua, I thought to myself that where in the world will I find a better husband than my deceased husband Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But I complied with the instruction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I read this dua. And true to the promise of the dua, or the dua, the promise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave me a better husband. Allah got me married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayra minha. So, when we face difficulties, my dear brothers, do not mumble and grumble. Rather, what we should do, we should have full patience, keep our mind at that time, control our tongue at that time, and be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way, my dear brothers, for us to save ourselves from difficulty and hardship is to be grateful for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Stop moaning about the things that Allah has not given us, and make shukr and be grateful for the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In the Hadith Sharif is mentioned that do not look at those when it comes to worldly things. When it comes to worldly things, do not look at those above you. Rather, look at those below you. By doing so, you will be more grateful for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Today, unfortunately, my dear brothers, we have social media. So people, they look at the lives of other people, see the favors of other people. That person holiday in a certain place, eating at a fine restaurant, a new car, newly married. And a person sees all the favors that Allah has bestowed to other people, and he does not see these ni'mats in his life. So this now results in a person becoming depressed, a person becoming sad, and sometimes a person becoming suicidal. Rather, appreciate whatever ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And remember, my dear brothers, no matter what situation we are going through, there's always a person in a worst off situation than us. No matter how difficult our test may be, no matter how difficult our life will be, there will always be somebody in a worse off position. I remember once, a Musalli from our area had a small accident at work. I had mentioned this before perhaps. He had an accident at work, so some heavy machinery fell on his foot. So he broke a few bones in his foot. So I went to visit this person in the hospital. Alhamdulillah, very strong foot, healthy person. His spirits were good too, alhamdulillah, but it was difficult for him because a person who's very, very active now to be confined to bed for a number of weeks, a bit difficult for him. So I went to visit him in the hospital. So I met him, alhamdulillah, spoke to him and everything, his spirits were high. Then as I was leaving, he told me, Mawlana, there's another Muslim brother in the cubicle next to me. Perhaps in the bed next to me, perhaps you want to visit him as well. So I said, alhamdulillah, opportunity to meet another sick Muslim, ailing Muslim. So I went. And I went to the next cubicle. And lo and behold, the first person I went to visit had broken a few bones in his foot. And the second person I went to visit had his foot amputated. So later on, I met this first brother. I told him, Allahu Akbar, what a lesson Allah Ta'ala taught you in the warded hospital. You broke a few bones, difficult trying time for you, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has mended your bones and you're back on your feet. But that person will never ever walk on his foot again. So remember, dear brothers, whatever difficulty, hardship we are going through, remember there's always someone in a worse off situation than us. So whatever we are going through, be patient and make shukr for whatever little we have. And even if we have nothing of this world, my dear brothers, Allah has blessed you, Allah has blessed me with iman. This is the greatest ni'mat. No matter what difficulty a person has in this world, if he has iman, Allah keep us with iman. Allah take us with iman. A person passes away with iman, then all worries are forgotten. 50, 60, 70 years of difficulty of hardship. May Allah save us from difficulty and hardship. But that is a small price to pay for eternal happiness, eternal peace, eternal serenity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Inshallah, if opportunity comes, inshallah, maybe we'll continue on this topic on some other occasion, inshallah. Allah give us ease in this world. Allah give us afiyat in this world. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will always make dua. Tell Allah, I ask you for afiyah. Allah's Nabi has said, the greatest dua that a person can make is to ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyah. Afiyah means to ask for savior from difficulties, from hardship in this world. Allah remove the difficulty of the Muslims around the world. And whatever difficulties you and I are experiencing in whatever way, may Allah Ta'ala remove our difficulties. Allah save us from depression. Allah save us from suicide. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.